Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Battle is in the Mind, Already in Progress.
John 16, 23 and 24. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. With these kind of promises, what can you get from God with these kind of promises? Anything. I mean, there's no doubt, anything you need, he'll do it. Just remember, you've got to be a son or a daughter of God. And he wants you to be walking, being led by the Spirit. I mean, you're not living in some kind of sin. You're living, walking holy before God because you realize you're a daughter or a king, a son of the King of the universe. And so you'll want to walk in obedience to his word. So if you know who you are and you're his son or his daughter, then you can come and ask him what you will, because you're going to be an obedient son or daughter. And then if you want to, let's go back to that James 5, 14, 15, and 16 one more time. Let's go over that. James 5, 14, 15, 16. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Verse 15. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Wow, that's just pretty awesome what you can get done there with that scripture. So make sure that you do get rid of sin, because if a brother errs from the truth, if you don't find them in time, it's going to kill them. Sin will cut their life short. And so when you see a brother or a sister that's living in sin, you are your brother's keeper. So make sure you go to that brother or sister and tell them they need to stop sinning, because if they do not, you will cause them some kind of terrible pain and agony. Even like the guy that got hit in the mouth with the crescent wrench. I don't think I'd like that, do you? Wow, just think. It's a sad thing to think that, what's that young woman going to kiss now? I mean, if his teeth are all knocked out and his jaws are all broke up and everything, what's left? He ain't in very good shape, is he? Wow, who would ever dream you get hit in the mouth with a 24-inch crescent wrench? Wow. But Hebrews 13:4, let's look at Hebrews 13:4 and let me show you what that says so you'll understand where I'm coming from. Hebrews 13:4, marriage is honorable in all and the bed undefiled. But the whoremonger, the homosexual, and the adulterer, God will judge. God says he will judge you, if you meet that category, what do you think is going to happen? You're going to be judged. You don't want to be judged. So if you don't want to be judged, then get married. If you want to sleep with somebody, a boy or a girl, make sure before you crawl in bed with them, you got a ring on your finger and you got a marriage license in your hand. Then you don't have no problem. Marriage is honorable and all, and the bed undefiled. God made sex, but he got a certain way he wants it done. And if you don't do it his way, man, he can really judge you. Wow. Okay. We got several of these wonderful scriptures, healing scriptures, Mark 16, 17, and 18. Let's read over that one time, and let's see what that says, and let's see how hard that is. Mark 16, 17, and 18, look what he says. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Now, you need to be a believing believer. I got a phone call from a guy from Memphis this last week, and he said, I just wanted to call and say thank you. I said, what did I do? He said, somebody gave me a copy of God's Power. And he said, I've listened to that CD over and over and over since last Sunday. He said, I never dreamed that God put all these things in there we could do, or that he would answer prayer like this. He said, I virtually never asked God for anything because I didn't think he would answer my prayer. But he said, you pray about everything and you got so many answers to prayer, you can't even write them all down. I said, well, that's true. If you don't do something for God, what's he going to do? He ain't going to do nothing. I mean, he's going to use you and me for his glory. And he said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall you cast out devils. Do you know you can cast out a devil? Yeah. You know, if somebody, in fact, let me just tell you how simple this is. Here a few years ago, there was a little boy and his name was Cody. I know there's lots of little boys named Cody. This little boy was only 9 months old and he was a terror. I mean, a terror. Nobody could keep this kid. I mean, he screamed, he kicked, he knocked things over, he cried. He'd put a glass of milk on it, he'd turn it over on the floor, knock it over, scream, kick. My wife was asked to try to keep this boy for a few weeks, and she said, I'd never seen a child I couldn't keep. Bring him to me, I'd keep him. After 3 weeks, I come in one day, and she said, I've met my match. Well, see, she didn't know the boy had a demon. So I said, well, if he's that tough, then I said, he's not normal. So I just stopped right there, and I said, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, what did the Lord say I could ask for in prayer?
Anything.
Is that what he said? So why don't I do that? I said, Father, in Jesus' name, I need to know what's wrong with Cody. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Just like that, he said, he has a tormenting spirit. You have power to cast it out. Oh, I said, fantastic. I said, okay, thank you, Lord. I said, honey, in the morning when that mother brings that boy, I'll get him set free. So next morning, mother brought the little boy, set him down the high chair. He's kicking, screaming, fighting. That morning, mother goes away crying, gets out of sight. I just kneel down beside the little high chair, reach up and grab him by the shoulder so gently. I said, you tormenting spirit of hell, I have authority over you in the name of Jesus. Come out of him and go to the pit of hell. Don't you ever come back. I said, thank you, Lord. It's done. Turned to my wife and I said, guarantee you and Cody will have a great day today. And I walked off, went to work. Come back about 7 o'clock at night. She says, you ain't going to believe the day me and Cody had today. I said, yes, I am. You had a good one. Isn't that amazing how we always believe the negative? I said, I know what kind of day you had because I heard the Lord tell me what was wrong with him. I kicked that devil out. I got power over him. I said, I guarantee you and Cody had a great day. She said, honey, he was a perfect little boy all day. He didn't kick. He didn't fuss. He didn't do nothing. He didn't scream. He ate his breakfast. He ate his lunch. He had a nice nap. He played. He's normal. I said, well, Mama come got him? Yeah, she said about an hour ago she come got him. Next Monday morning, I was still there when she brought him back. As a weekend, she walked in, she said, what did you do to my son? What did you do to my son? My wife said, I didn't do anything to him. Why? Did you give him some medicine? Well, no, of course not. I would never give him medicine without your okay. Why? She said, he's normal. He's normal. He's never been normal since he's been born. But he's normal. He's totally normal. Said all weekend long he played with the other boys. He's a good boy. He didn't get mad. He didn't get angry. He didn't fuss. He didn't scream and cry. He didn't knock over his milk. He was a normal little boy. What did you do? My wife says, well, Thurman prayed for him. She looked at me and she said, well, Mr. Scrivener, all I got to say is it worked. So she left. I said, honey, why didn't you tell that woman I cast a demon out of that little boy? She said, honey, I live with you, and I wasn't ready for that. I know she's not ready for that. Why are we not ready for this? Luke 10, 19 and 20. Look at Luke 10, 19 and 20, and then we're going to start getting ready to pray for everybody. Look at Luke 10, 19 and 20. What does this say? Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. How much authority and power did God give us? Behold, I give unto you power or authority to tread on the devil and his demons and over all the power of the enemy. Over how much of the power of the enemy? All. And it shall by no means hurt you. Notwithstanding of this, rejoice not that these evil spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your name's written in heaven. When I knelt down in front of that little boy and put my hands on him and command that devil to leave in faith, what did he have to do? He had to leave. I mean, he had to leave. There was no two ways about it. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. How much power do you have? So why should you be afraid of anything, girl? Should you be afraid of anything, brother? We should not. I always be afraid of you. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I don't know what we're going to do with this girl. She really seems like a sweetheart. I don't think she's quite as mean as she acts like it. Sometimes these girls do this to their husbands, trying to let them know, hey, I'm in charge here. And they know they're not. Oh, goodness. How much power do you have over the enemy? Now then, if you have a child, you know how many children are in hospitals and institutions, and that's all that's wrong with them? They got a demon. I mean, you know, if you got a child you can't deal with, it's kicking and screaming, and you cannot control it. Just like my wife, Becky, not Cheryl. That's when I was still married to Betty, before she died. But, you know, to think when a normal Christian woman cannot handle a 9-month-old baby because they have a demon, and they have no idea how to, or what to do. What do you do? Where can you find the answer? Where did I find the answer? I went to the Lord. I asked Him, because what does He know? Everything about everything. And so by going to Him and He tells me what's wrong, I had no problem. Next morning, I just knelt down and kicked that devil out of him. It wasn't hard, simple, just exactly what I showed you. That's exactly what I did. And it totally changed that boy's life. In fact, it hadn't been too long ago, I was walking up the highway up here. Now then, that boy's got to be 15, isn't he, honey? Oh, he's old, 16 or 17 or something. I was walking up the highway, maybe even 2 or 3 or 4 years ago, several years ago. And I thought, Lord, it sure is a long way back to the house. I thought I was going to run to the house, but I'm just barely come across the railroad tracks at Argyle. I thought, I think it's 4 or 5 miles to the house, and I really don't want to run. So I said, Father, in Jesus' name, will you please send me somebody by to pick me up? Thank you, Lord. Now, what did he say we could ask for? So I thank him for it, and all of a sudden, here's a car goes by, and the car turns around, comes back, and pulls up behind me, and blows the horn. I stop and look, and it's Cody and his brother and his mother. And I said, well, hi, young lady. I said, how are you doing? She said, Mr. Scrivener, I just don't think you're out for a walk in the middle of nowhere. I said, no, my pickup broke down over here, and I said, I'm running back to the house to get a part to fix it. She said, well, why don't you get in, and I'll take you home. I said, okay. So I jumped in there with her, and we went home. We got home. I said, can I help you with anything? She said, yes, you can. Before you get away, I want you to pray over my 2 boys. I said, okay. So I prayed a prayer of blessing over her 2 boys, and she looked at me, and she said, I want you to know, your faith walk has changed me and my husband forever. We will never be the same the way we think about God. Because she said, whatever you did for our little boy when he was 9, that totally fixed him. He's been totally normal ever since that day. Isn't that wonderful? How much power did God give us over these spirits? If I got all power over them, then should I be afraid of any of these beasts? No, not at all.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Battle is in the Mind, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.